I massage the sore spot.
Does it hurt? I'll pull in somewhere and look at it.
It's not necessary. Are we being followed?
No, those were fans, not paparazzi. Paps would have followed us, but fans don't go to those lengths.
Okay, I should have gone and bought the flowers.
Don't know why it didn't occur to me.
We drive for all of 5 minutes until we reach the city limit, and he pulls into what looks like the parking lot of an office building. Since it's Saturday, it's deserted. This really isn't necessary, I mumble, but show him the side I banged. See? Nothing happened. He kisses the spot, cupping my head, and his tenderness reaches to a place deep inside me.
I'm sorry, Summer,
he whispers softly. It's not your fault you're so popular. You can't even buy flowers without being mobbed. I told you this cap thing is a lousy disguise. Taking it off, I throw it in the back, which is when I notice the bouquets of flowers. Plural. Why did you buy 2 bouquets?
One for you. I saw peonies, and you told me you liked them back at the lake.
I see you discovered the secret to a woman's heart. My voice comes out laced with more emotion than humor. Buying her flowers for no reason at all?
Sweetness, come here.
He kisses my head again, on the spot I banged, then trails his mouth to my temple.
I'm sorry,
he whispers.
I'll have my security team around more often, until the premieres are over. I thought things would be more relaxed here than in L.A. Celebrity culture is insane there. But I've let my guard down. I shouldn't have.
It wasn't so bad. He pulls back to face me.
How was that not so bad?
Okay, so I admit my idea of a quiet Saturday morning wasn't hiding under our jackets from your fans. I honestly thought Preston was being overcautious with the lists and the protocols. How often do you get mobbed by a horde of fans? It didn't happen that night during our walk, or at the hotel.
We got lucky during the walk. As for the hotel, people are more laid back when they see me around for a longer period of time, because the novelty wears off. But this happens often enough that it may become uncomfortable for you.
His eyes grow sad, which I can't have. Am I shaken, and maybe a little scared? Yep. Do I fear that all this hiding will overwhelm us? Absolutely. And then there's the little fact that his promo tour with Amy will start in 3 weeks. But that's a can of worms I don't even want to think about. He needs me to be strong now. Pressing my mouth to his, I kiss him with all I have, then pull back a notch, looking him straight in the eye. I'll learn to deal with this. I'm tiny. I can hide in small places. I kind of feel like James Bond. And after we don't have to hide anymore, I'll strut on your arm everywhere, giving every woman in sight the evil eye. I can't wait for that part.
You're incredible, you know that?
Feel free to remind me whenever you feel like it. I happen to love compliments in any way, shape, and form. But if we don't hurry and arrive late at my parents', there will be no saving your skin, superstar.
Alex. Once we're on the road again, Summer talks my ears off, dishing advice about winning over her family. Sebastian and Logan will play their eldest brother's card. No doubt about that. Don't let them scare you. I won't. Oh, and pay special attention to Blake. He's the youngest of my brothers and likes to pretend he's laid back. Actually, he might genuinely think he's laid back. He's not. At least Daniel will have my back, I reason. Nope, he most definitely will not. You might have been his client, but I'm his sister. She fiddles with the hem of her shirt, and I reach out to clasp both her hands and one of mine. Summer, why are you nervous? She shifts in her seat, but doesn't answer. I rack my mind for the best way to coax her out of her shell, because I want to know. I don't want her to feel like she needs to hide her fears from me. I'll tickle you until you tell me. You're driving! We already established I'm great at multitasking. She chuckles. No, you claim that. Out of respect for your man pride, I didn't contradict you. You just stamped all over my pride, I inform her. And you're trying to distract me. Something is eating at you. Tell me.
Well, my family's important to me. But we can be a bit overwhelming when we're all together.
I'm not going to run away, sweet girl. She's silent for a beat, then leans in to place a quick kiss on my cheek. What was that for?
I don't need a reason to kiss you.
Even though her tone is playful, I don't miss the hint of emotion, and I bring one of her hands to my mouth, kissing it. We spend the rest of the drive in companionable silence, and I can't help replaying the scene with the fans in my head. After the episode, I half expected her to ask me to pull over so she could go about finding herself a date who doesn't ask her to hide under a seat. But she keeps surprising me with her quiet strength and fierce determination. Still, I know exactly how crazy my life can get, how fast it can become too much. I silence the voice at the back of my head that reminds me Hollywood craziness has a way of wearing out people's patience, driving them away. Chapter 25. Alex. Within minutes of arriving at the Bennett house, I realize Summer wasn't exaggerating when she said her family is huge. 8 siblings sounded like a lot, but nothing I couldn't handle. Or so I thought. Once you factor in everyone's spouses and the kids, the numbers escalate quickly. Her parents' home is a 2-story house on a vast property, but everyone's gathered around the white gazebo in the front yard. Even though I train my memory extensively by learning lines, I forget about a third of the names after the introduction round. The kids, who seem to range between toddlers and primary school, mob me right away.
Can we get your autograph? Can you really fly? Of course he can. He's a superhero. Can you teach me how to fly? No, me first.
They sputter questions faster than I can answer them.
Kids, settle down, Jenna Bennett says. Pizza's ready. Why don't you eat before the flying lessons?
Seeing their little faces all scrunched up as they weigh in pizza against flying lessons is hilarious. Pizza wins.
Thank you for the flowers. They're beautiful,
Jenna says once the little ones sprint to the gazebo, where I presume the pizza awaits.
I'll put them in a vase. Mama, I'll go. I got flowers too, and I'll put those in water as well. They'll dry up if I leave them in the car the entire day,
Summer says.
Sure thing, honey.
Summer takes the flowers from her mother, turning to me.
Did you lock the car?
No, it's open.
Great. I won't be long.
You have a beautiful place here, Mrs. Bennett. I comment after Summer leaves, and we walk in the direction of the gazebo.
Thank you. It's far too big for my husband and me. But when the entire family gathers here, it's just the right size. I'm happy you could make it here today.
Summer talks a lot about you. Couldn't pass up the opportunity to meet everyone. Jenna smiles, sizing me up the way only a mother can, with just enough severity that you know she's measuring how worthy you are of her daughter.
How are you liking San Francisco? Summer says you moved recently.
Yes, ma'am. A few weeks. I want to be closer to my sister and her family. I can practically see Jenna checking off an item on her mental, worthy of my daughter list. We chit-chat about Sophie and San Francisco, and why I chose to move here. When we approach the gazebo, Summer's sisters join us, too.
Mom, don't monopolize Alex,
Pippa says. She looks a lot like Summer, while Alice resembles their mother.
We all want to talk to him. I need to go check on the next batch of pizzas. He's all yours. I'll catch you later, Alex.
I lean against one of the wooden poles of the gazebo, looking between the two of them. I have a hunch I'm about to be cornered.
Summer wasn't exaggerating,
Pippa comments once their mother is out of earshot.
You look even better in real life.
Then she presses her lips together, looking around her.
And I have to add that I meant that in a purely objective and sisterly way. No one's hotter than my husband.
Her expression shifts subtly when she trains her eyes on me again.
So, I'm going to say this outright. You already won about 1,000 points with the spa conspiracy, and about another 1,000 for bringing Mom flowers. But that still doesn't mean we won't be keeping an eye on you.
Alice weighs in.
Any hint that our baby sister's unhappy? And you'll have your hands full.
I grin. Summer warned me about your brothers grilling me. She forgot to mention you two. Alice scoffs.
I'm offended. She thought she'd show up here with you, and we wouldn't give you the talk? That's how little she thinks of us, huh?
Pippa asks, tisking and shaking her head. A delicious smell reaches us as the wind blows in our direction.
Pizza's ready,
Jenna announces.
Oh, man, the second batch smells even better than the first. Mama's killing me,
Pippa comments, rubbing her belly. I remain just outside the gazebo while the sisters head in, lured by the promise of pizza. I like knowing that my girl has so many people who care about her, who have her back. I'm so lost in my own thoughts that I don't notice Summer until she steps right in front of me.
What are you thinking about?
Summer asks.
You're flashing your I'm super happy smile.
I've got a sad smile, too?
No, but you've got your acting smile. The one you flash when you're required to smile, but don't feel like it. You also have the sneaky smile. That's when you're smiling, even though you're not supposed to.
Gripping her waist with both hands, I pull her flat against me.
What are you doing?
She whispers. I'm about to kiss you.
No, no, you can't do that. Everyone's watching, and your kisses aren't exactly PG-rated.
She tries to wiggle out of my grip, but I just sling my arms tighter around her, nuzzling her neck with the tip of my nose. She shudders lightly. This is the first I've heard you complain about my kisses.
It's not a complaint, but your kisses are always at least a 7 out of 10 on the heat scale, you know?
I stop nuzzling her neck, straightening up. One glance at her expression, and it's clear she's not pulling my leg. No, I don't. Believe it or not, I haven't actually measured the heat level of my kissing. She smiles sheepishly, her cheeks turning pink. Summer is her own brand of adorable, and she's getting under my skin faster than anyone ever has. Deeper, too. I missed her while I was gone, looking forward to our nightly calls more than anything.
So, I'm thinking I should be your shield, she says.
What?
You know, be a buffer between you and whoever wants to interrogate you. I know your superhero arsenal includes a cape, but that won't help you much here.
Summer, you don't need to babysit me. Go do whatever you do when you're here. I'll kiss the hell out of you if you don't go. And I'll make it heat level 11, whatever that is.
Fine, fine. I'm going.
Licking her lips, she adds.
But can you make good on that threat later, when we're alone?
She knows exactly the effect her words have on me. The adrenaline spiking my blood. But I can give as good as she can. I'll make good on it and then some. That's a promise. Her eyes widen, a light flush spreading on her cheeks. Mission accomplished. Once Summer heads inside the gazebo, the kids gather around me so fast, I bet they were watching like hawks for me to be alone.
Mr. Superhero, can you teach us how to fly now? His name is not Mr. Superhero. But the police officer called him that in the last movie.
The group explodes into conversation, contradicting each other, talking at the same time. All I can do is watch them and grin, deciding on the best tactic. Obviously, teaching them how to fly is out of the question. It requires a green screen and CGI. Early in the superhero movies, I made the mistake of explaining this to kids. The expression on their faces was akin to them finding out Santa Claus doesn't exist. Kids, flying's out of the question today. I left the magic cape at home. I'll teach you a few other tricks, but I need another adult to assist me.
I'll go get Dad,
the boy named Will announces. In his absence, I instruct the group to form a semicircle so they can watch what's going on while they wait their turn. Will joins us with Sebastian in tow. We shook hands when Summer introduced me earlier today, but I didn't have a chance to talk to him. There's no getting out of this, huh? He asks as Will joins the semicircle. Afraid not, but it's not too complicated, and it won't take long. About 1 hour later, I'm forced to admit that I'm in over my head. Both my arms feel like they're about to fall off. Sebastian flexes one hand, holds up the other. All right, everyone, you've had your turn. That was enough. Alex isn't here to entertain you all day. Say thank you and get back to what you were playing before. To my astonishment, the kids don't argue, out loud. They mutter under their breaths, but accept the dismissal. That's some serious group management skills right there, I tell Sebastian honestly. I've had plenty of time to exercise. Once they get used to you, it's easier. He throws the comment offhandedly, but I don't miss the point. Sebastian's sly, but not sly enough. He wants to know if I plan to stick around. I look forward to that, I reply. Though, I'm not sure how often I can use the excuse of forgetting the cape before I have to explain that flying is a special effect. Sebastian whistles, shaking his head. Wouldn't want to be in your skin when you have to explain that. I'll ask Summer for tips. You do that. She's excellent with kids. I'd surmise as much from seeing her interact with the kids at St. Anne's. But I like seeing Summer from her family's perspective, piecing together more details about her. Come on, let's go get a drink inside, Sebastian says. And by the way, Summer told me and Logan about some trouble with the press. If there's anything we can do, Bennett Enterprises has a lot of resources. You can count on our support. Thanks, I appreciate that. It's been a long time since anyone offered me their support. Usually, people approach me looking for something from me. The party split into several subgroups, which isn't at all surprising, given the sheer amount of people. Several, Summer included, are sitting in the gazebo. Another group is huddled around the grill. Laughter reverberates throughout the yard, and I swear to God, the sound is contagious. The interior of the house is eerily quiet compared to the mix of voices outside. Sebastian leads me through the foyer into a vast living and dining room. Ah, I knew you'd eventually find your way to the bar, Daniel says from the other end of the room, where a bar has been set up. His brother Blake is with him. It's a good thing I didn't bet against Summer that Daniel would have my back, because I would have lost spectacularly. As far as brother's duty is concerned, I could take notes. Alex, I like you, but if you break my baby sister's heart, you're going to have a big problem on your hands, Daniel says, pointing at himself. Two, Blake puts in. We've got her back. I nod. Fair enough. The rest of the day is a whirlwind of activity, with eating, talking to every Bennett, and yet another round of stunt performance for the kids. Usually, when I meet new people, especially a group as large as this one, I'm on the defensive. But I'm relaxed around this lot. It helps that, aside from the kids, no one gives a damn about my being an actor. I like watching people interact, learn a lot about approaching roles, slipping into other people's skin. And watching the Bennett family paints a picture of a group who sticks together no matter what, who doesn't mind going the extra mile or balk when the going gets tough. I can see where Summer got that quiet strength of hers. By the time Summer and I head back to the city in the afternoon, I'm wrung out. But she's smiling ear to ear, holding the peonies I bought her this morning. I'll be damned if I've seen her so happy before.
Did you have fun?
She asks, as I veer the car out of her parents' property. I did. Thank you for trusting me enough to invite me here. You know who was actually laid back? Your dad. He didn't give me a single warning.
Well, he knows my brothers took the job of intimidating my dates, so he can just lay back and watch. So, what's the plan for the next 3 weeks?
She asks. I'll have phone conferences and live events on Facebook I can do for my living room, and other than that, I'm yours. We'll have to stay cooped up in my house, though. Stolen moments, cooped up in my house, that's all I can offer her right now. And I hope to God it will be enough.
That's such a hardship, I'm telling you. The place is a small palace.
Yeah, but that palace still has 4 walls and a 6-foot Thuja fence surrounding it. Stay inside long enough, and you'll wish to be anywhere else. But especially after the incident this afternoon, I can't risk exposing her. She deserves the world, damn it, and I want to lay it at her feet. Which gives me an idea. I have a proposition for you. How about a getaway in the Bahamas next weekend? Or anywhere else? She perks up, her smile even wider than before. Bingo.
Wait, is that safe?
Sure. We'll rent a villa with private beach access and not venture out.
You'd really just do that? Whisk me away somewhere?
I'd do anything for you.
Well, I'd love to go. Wow, I haven't been to the Bahamas. I can't wait. Also, I can't wait for you to make good on that heat level 11 kiss.
I laugh, pinching her arm. You have to work hard for that. She shifts in her seat, bringing her lips to my ear. I grip the steering wheel tight, making a concerted effort not to take my eyes off the road. She tugs my earlobe between her teeth.
Hard like this?
That earns you a 7, at most.
You foul creature.
I know how to play my cards, Summer.
Chapter 26. Summer. In the past, whenever I heard actors say promotional tour, I imagined flashy trips, hours upon hours of relaxing in a hotel spa before heading to interviews. Even the weeks before the tour officially starts are packed with phone interviews. When Preston emailed Alex his tour schedule, he shared it with me, too, so I know when he's available to talk. He will run a tight schedule from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 at night. His free time will consist of 15-minute windows every 2 hours. Except for our amazing trip to the Bahamas, he's been working all the time. Are these work hours even legal? I ask as we look at his schedule, curled up on his couch, 3 evenings before he's set to leave for the tour.
You sound like Sophie.
Well, I happen to think your sister is right. She and her family stopped by quite a few times over the last few weeks, and on a few occasions, we might have banded together against Alex, for his own good, of course.
I can't complain. Paycheck's decent.
With a chuckle, he adds,
But your indignation is cute.
Well, I hope they keep masseurs on call for you. Male masseurs.
So if they send sexy blondes, you'd rather I continue suffering from a stiff neck?
I consider that for a moment. I'm conflicted. I want the best for you, but I don't want anyone touching all this. I run my hands over his shoulders, down his chest. Hey, I've got an idea. I can give you advanced massages.
I like how your mind works.
He kisses the tip of my nose.
You little opportunist. You just want to touch me.
I straddle his lap, shaking my head vehemently. No, those are just fringe benefits. You can't blame me, though. Not really. You display all this muscle before me. What do you expect me to do?
I can't believe you're real, and you're mine. You make me so happy, Summer.
My heart expands in my chest. Define so. Like this? I hold my hands in front of my chest, with just a few inches between my palms. Then I move my hands further and further apart, stealing glances at Alex. You tell me when to stop. When my arms are opened wide around me, and I can't possibly move them further apart, Alex hugs my waist, kissing my neck, nipping it gently. I can feel his grin against my skin, and it's contagious.
More than that,
he whispers. My grin widens.
I'll miss you, Summer.
God, the things this man makes me feel. Pure bliss spreads through me, reaching every cell. He moves his hands from my waist up to my breasts, fondling them. I have no choice but to call him out on it. You're so full of shit. You were accusing me of looking for an excuse to fill you up.
Never said I wasn't looking for one, too. You're quite irresistible, Miss Bennett.
Why, thank you for the compliment, Mr. Westbrook. In case you're trying to bribe your way into my panties, you already had me at I'll miss you. He tugs my lower lip between his teeth, but the ringtone of his phone interrupts us. He grabs it from between the cushions, and I sigh. Preston is working overtime again, I comment.
He works all the time.
I climb from his lap as he takes the call, putting it on loudspeaker. It seems to be his preferred way to take work calls, but I don't mind.
Have you seen Amy's Facebook Q&A with fans?
Preston asks without further ado.
She couldn't do more than 5 minutes before the comments section got out of control. No, but I'll take a look now at the comments. Wait a second.
He taps on his phone, pulling up the Facebook app, scrolling. Then Amy's voice fills the room. Hey, everyone! Welcome to this Q&A session. Just type your questions in the comments, and I'll do my best to answer them. He mutes the sound, but little icicles pop along the back of my neck.
I'm reading through the comments now. Jesus, they hate us. It's not a stretch to imagine it will be worse when you'll be doing promotional appearances together.
No, not a stretch, Alex answers dryly.
It would be good for the two of you to be seen together before your first appearance. Take her out somewhere. The more public your outing, the better. It'll make the story of you two still being friends more credible. There's already talk at the studio of pulling back some of the promotional activities. They're already writing this off as a box office bomb. Are you kidding me? It's too early in the game to draw that conclusion.
Alex rises to his feet, locking his eyes on me. I'm hugging my knees, my stomach tight all of a sudden.
I'm going to meet with them, try and talk them out of it,
Preston says.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate this.
The weight of the world seems to be pressing on Alex's shoulders after he ends the call, slumping on the couch next to me. Comment section so bad, huh?
A lot of fans talk about boycotting the movie. They feel duped that we broke up. Some even accuse us that it was all fake just to sell them the first movie. Which is true. Was true. At least in the beginning.
That's messed up. What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
You think Preston's right? That you should meet with Amy? Be seen together? I do my best, but my voice still wavers. Alex snaps his gaze to me.
I don't want to lie anymore. And it would bother you, wouldn't it?
A knot lodges in my throat, making it hard to swallow. I avert my gaze, schooling my voice to be strong, steady. These types of conversations always get nasty. At best, he'll say I'm possessive. At worst, I don't want to think about the worst right now. I try evasive maneuvers. Does it matter?
Yeah, it does matter. You matter to me. Summer, I can't read your mind.
Trust me, you wouldn't want to read my mind.
Try me. Why are you so tense?
I realize I've been chewing my lower lip and stop. Alex skims his hand from my belly up to my chin.
Tell me,
he beckons. Well, you started by faking things last time, too, and then it turned real. I know it's about friendship now, but... My mom always says honesty and communication is the key to a lasting relationship. In my experience, admitting my fears was the kiss of death. But this is Alex. I can trust him. Drawing in a deep breath, I open my mouth. Here goes nothing. The thought of you having to go out with her in private, even as friends, makes me want to scratch something.
Why was it so hard to admit it?
I blink twice, shrugging. Because insecurity isn't cool? He takes my face in both hands, kissing my temple.
I don't want cool, Summer. I want honest. I want real. Look at me.
Taking a deep breath, I up my focus to his eyes.
You're all I think about. When I imagine the future, you're all I see.
Emotions bubble up my throat, even as the surprise of his words leaves me breathless. You do? I manage to croak out. He nods, more to himself, seeming surprised by his own admission. I read once that feelings have a way of sneaking up on you, growing, without asking for permission. I didn't understand the sentiment until now. He brings his hands to my waist. I rest my palms on his bicep, loving the feeling of his hard muscles under my fingers. He's so strong. All man. All mine.
I'll tell Preston I won't do it. Being seen with her in public would fuel speculations, and I don't want that. We wouldn't be in this mess in the first place if the studio hadn't used our personal lives as a marketing stunt. I'm not playing that game anymore. I didn't want to do it anyway, and even less now that I know how you feel about it.
He's being so kind, so understanding. He didn't react at all like I expected. Why are you so accommodating? You're going to so much trouble for me. I bet there are thousands of girls out there who'd make things so much easier.
But I want you. I've wanted you since I kissed you the first time. And now we have something. And I don't mind putting in the work to keep it. It's worth it. You're worth it, Summer Bennett. What we have is real and beautiful, and you're precious.
I've never heard a man talk so honestly, state things so simply. He's willing to work on what we have, because it's worth it to him. I'm worth it. I've never heard anything more romantic. And because my romantic streak is wired to my tear ducts, I blink away tears as Alex starts kissing my neck, skimming his hands up until his thumbs are brushing the sides of my breasts. It's hard for me to think when he does that. Then I don't want to think at all anymore. I want to feel, to touch, and taste. I want to be wrapped up in him. His hands are everywhere, moving from my waist up my back, down to my hips, cupping my ass. He peels off my shirt, then my pants and panties. Poof, my bra goes next, and then he presses his hard and clothed body against me. The friction of the bulge in his jeans low on my belly shoots sparks of awareness up my nerves. I push him off me, needing a little space from all the testosterone flying around to make a plan of attack. My favorite place for sexy shenanigans is the bed, but it's so far away. The couch is plush and comfy, and it will have to do. When I grab the hem of his shirt, ready to get rid of the pesky thing separating me from his skin, he stops me.
No.
I look at him confused. Amusement dances in his eyes. My fingers itch with the need to remove his clothes. He grabs my ankles, placing them up wide apart on the couch. I feel so exposed, all naked and spread before him, while he's still fully clothed. My skin burns where he holds my ankles, and I wish he'd touch me in other places, but he doesn't.
Touch your inner thighs, Summer. Start with the right one, then move to the other.
A shiver of excitement runs through me. What's he playing at? No idea, but that doesn't stop me from playing along. I let my hand drift down my right inner thigh.
Slower, he says. Draw it out.
I swallow, fastening the muscles in my belly. I move my fingers toward my center as slowly as possible. My toes curl in anticipation. When I near the apex between my thighs, he murmurs,
"Stop."
I do, more confused than before, and more aroused. He pulls his shirt up, tossing it away.
If you do exactly what I ask you to, I'll remove my clothes, one item at a time.
I nod, drinking in his bare chest. I reach out with my other hand, but he pulls it away.
You're not touching me, just yourself. Run your hand down your other thigh, Summer.
Knowing he's off limits drives me insane. All I can do is touch myself, watch him take off his belt, then push down his jeans. When he's down to his boxers, he takes one of my nipples in his mouth, twirling his tongue around the tight bud until my hips buck. When he pulls back, the hunger in his eyes sends a physical shock through me. I'm more on display than ever. I've been so caught up in him, lured by his promises of revealing more of himself, that I gave no thought to bearing myself. On instinct, I clench my knees together. At least I try to, because he stops me mid-motion, kissing down one thigh, eyes locked on mine. Then he stands, takes me in his arms, and carries me upstairs. I kiss and touch every inch of him I can reach, grazing my teeth over his shoulder, biting gently on his neck. After placing me on the mattress, he pushes down his boxers, then gloves himself with a condom. I watch hungrily, my body aching for him to fill me. He opens me up, one kiss, one loving and passionate thrust at a time. Despite our wild lovemaking, our gazes remain locked. Our connection intensifies with every second. I'm drunk on it, feel it in every cell. He loves me fast and hard, until I fist the sheets, pulling at them.
That's it, beautiful. Don't hold back. I want to hear you cry out. Don't hold back on me, baby,
he whispers. I'm pulsing around him, and I'm so close, and still, the anticipation keeps building and building. spurred by his thrusts, his touch, and his sinfully sexy words, which feel as if they came from a place of trust and affection. I come hard, pulling him with me. We grind against each other until we wring out every drop of pleasure. As he lays with his cheek on my chest, I tightly wrap my arms around his head, semi-aware that I'm smothering him. Scratch that. I'm fully aware, seeing how I'm having a little trouble catching my breath, too. But I can't help wanting to soak it all in. If I loosen my arms a bit, I think I'd breathe easier. But then we wouldn't have full frontal contact. Decisions, decisions.
Want to shower? He murmurs.
Nope, I'm not letting you go. Do you mind?
I can think of worse things than being trapped between your thighs and arms.
I pat his shoulder playfully. For your sake, I hope you can't think of better things. Or if you do, then lie. Lie through your teeth. Except I know you'd be lying. I feel the corner of his mouth lift against my skin.
You're setting me up for a trap.
That's right, leaving you just one option. This is amazing or amazing. Take your pick. I work as much sass in my voice as possible, and it all goes straight down the drain when he flicks his thumb over my nipple.
You are amazing, Summer.
Ooh, you're so lucky you're good at charming.
What if I wasn't?
I didn't miss a beat. I'd torture you, I say, wiggling my lower body so he knows I mean business.
Woman, do you want to kill me?
Nah, merely proving a point to my sexy friend down there. Laughter reverberates through Alex's chest, shaking my torso too. I finally release my arms, because we're both close to choking, not because I've got enough of him, and he rolls off me. All my clothes are downstairs, I mutter. Can you give me a robe? And some panties would be good. He grins.
New rule for today. No panties allowed in the house today.
I'll be staying in the yard then.
Watch it, or I'll add bras to the list of banned items.
Why don't you go ahead and ban all clothing?
I might do just that.
As he hauls me up from the bed, he wraps his arms around me from behind, planting small kisses on my neck.
I'm not even gone, and I already miss you.
Oh, Alex. I turn around, kissing his mouth, fashioning a plan of attack for the next 3 days. Step one, I shall smother him with enough kisses so they last him while he's gone. Step two, I shall not make this harder for him by admitting how much I'll miss him too. And then I'll brace myself for 20 days without him. Chapter 27. Summer. Yes, yes, yes! Nailed it! I clap my hands, feeling on top of the world. I just talked the Tate Museum into lending little old us a collection. It took me 3 months to seal the deal, but I can nag like nobody's business. Pardon my French. I meant convincing. Yeah, that's the word. Ha! I could sing for joy. But I don't want the windows cracking from my terrible tunes. I check my clock and hop off my kitchen counter right away. It's almost time for my daily phone call with Alex. The live event started 2 days into his tour, and there's no pussyfooting around it. They're a shit show. Alex told me that all moderators and presenters have been warned to avoid the topic of their breakup, and still they ask about it. Fan events are the worst. I watch every single one that's broadcast online. Alex fills me in on the events that aren't broadcast. They don't go any different. I want to make things better, but I have no clue how. I brainstorm like crazy as I pour extra whipped cream on my hot chocolate. 10 minutes until our call. 11 o'clock in the evening isn't the best time for such a caloric bomb, but I need reinforcements. I can't be expected to talk to my boyfriend, whom I miss like hell, and not have something hot and tasty to devour. He's been gone for 1 week, but it feels more like 1 month. I curl up in my bed with the hot chocolate, willing a brilliant idea to strike, so I'll cheer him up. He and Amy finished a Facebook Live video chat 1 hour ago with fans, and it had gone about as craptastic as the rest. My phone rings at 11 o'clock on the dot. You know, I was admiring your punctuality in the beginning, but now it's a little scary, I say.
In some parts of the world, it's considered rude not to be punctual.
I'll make sure to avoid those parts, then. Are you in your room?
Yeah, just came up.
But your event finished an hour ago.
Yeah, we had an emergency meeting with our managers and publicists.
I stop in the act of spooning whipped cream into my mouth, my stomach tightening. Oh?
The studio is pulling the plug on the rest of the live events and interviews. They only bring bad publicity.
Oh, Alex, I'm so sorry.
Well, the good part is my schedule will clear up a bit. I was thinking about hopping on the jet and coming to see you.
My insides warm, and it has nothing to do with the sip of hot chocolate I just took. But something doesn't add up. Wait, what? I know your schedule. It doesn't only consist of live events.
No, but I'll ask Preston to move them around. I'd love to see you. I miss you like crazy. When I go to bed, when I wake up.
My insides warm even more, and I'm so tempted to tell him to stamp all over his schedule, just to spend time with me. But you're flying to L.A. next, as far as I remember. You're attending some important shows there. You can't just hop on a plane and... I know! Gah! I finally realized what I can do to cheer him up. Unfortunately, I had a whole body realization. I straightened with a start, jolting my cup. Half its contents landed on my sheet, the other half on my pillow.
Summer?
I messed up my bed, but never mind. I had an idea. I could fly out to L.A.
It'd be easier if I came to you, though. For you, I mean. In L.A., we'd have to be more careful. There are paps at every corner.
I accidentally sat on the drenched part of the bed and immediately leaped to my feet. We'll manage. It was getting dull around here without any James Bondish missions.
You do that?
Yeah. Olivia won't be happy that I'm taking off again, but I have so much accrued time that she'll have no choice.
I'll talk to Preston if you're sure.
I'm sure. I'll email Olivia right away. Tell her I want time off starting on Wednesday. I could stay in L.A. until Sunday.
I'd love it if you could stay with me for the entire tour. But I know that'd be pushing it with the paps, not to mention your job. Summer, this means the world to me.
My insides flutter for the rest of our conversation. And even while I change the bed sheets afterward, I'm going to see him in 2 days. That's so much better than 2 weeks. I'm so proud of the way I just up and offered to go see him. The old Summer would have been afraid he'd think I'm suffocating or clingy, but Alex appreciates it. He appreciates me. I don't know that there is a better feeling in the world. L.A., here I come. I downplayed Olivia's possible reaction when speaking to Alex, because I didn't want him to worry. But even though I have more accrued time off than anyone else, Olivia scowls and shakes her head when she corners me.
You want to take time off again?
We're on the ground floor of the gallery, in the back, packing up the Monet collection. It's going back to Paris today. I'm in the supplies corner, searching for bubble wrap. It's just 3 days, for personal reasons.
First volunteering, now personal reasons.
It's unavoidable. Plus, I don't have any group scheduled this week. Even though it's mid-August, and the constant stream of tourists means we have a lot of tours scheduled, Diana and Jacob agreed to jump in for me.
I get the sense you're not prioritizing your job anymore.
I stop in the act of searching for bubble wrap. I'm acutely aware of Diana and Jacob watching us. It's my right to take time off, I say calmly. Since you opened this gallery, I took less time off than anyone else, including you. Maybe that's the problem in the first place. Olivia is so used to me being here that she takes the hours I put in for granted. Olivia plays with the keychain around her neck, standing straight as a rod. I appreciate all your effort, but this feels so out of the blue. I know it's short notice, and I'm sorry about it. I hope you'll be more considerate from now on. I see a bright future for you here at the gallery, and I'd hate for you to jeopardize that. I feel like a child being scolded in front of the entire classroom, and I won't have it. Especially when I'm the main reason the gallery has a future. Don't forget, I brought in 15 of the 20 collections this year. I'm certain my partners would follow me to whatever gallery has a bright future for me. My voice is as calm as I can muster, but Olivia's eyes become glacial. She glances sideways at the rest of the team. Oh, now she cares that we aren't alone. I'll see you next Monday, Olivia says before swirling on her heels and heading out. My colleagues give me a thumbs up. You should run this place, Diana says. Jacob pipes in.
Or, if you decide to set up your own shop, I'll apply for a job, just so you know.
I smile. Maybe it is time to think about opening my own gallery again. I was young, dreamy, and foolish when I tried the first time. Now I have more experience. That I failed once doesn't mean I'll fail again. Diana rubs her palms. So dish out. Why do you need time off? It must be pretty big. It's a secret, I tease, already counting down the hours until I'll see Alex. The flight to L.A. seems endless, even though I have my hands full going through Preston's security list. It's exhaustive and exhausting. I wrinkle my nose at the smell of food surrounding me. Alex offered to send me his private jet, but it felt excessive, so I declined. I only ordered a glass of wine. Now I regret the wine, because it isn't helping my concentration. 1. We will check you in under a different name. In case the media gets wind of the relationship, you'll be safe from the paps. You'll need a room for yourself, because Alex will be conducting 2 interviews from his room. 2. You will be staying on the same floor as Alex. 3. You are not to be seen together anywhere. That means you will not ride the elevator together. You will not go to the hotel pool, spa, or any other amenities together. You will not walk out of the hotel together. There are 35 "you will not" items on the list, and even as I work on memorizing them, I fear we'll slip at some point. I tuck the list in my purse as the plane descends and tell myself I shouldn't fret so much. Alex has plenty of experience. I'll trust him to guide me. A driver waits for me at LAX, with a shield displaying my fake name, Tessa Kavanaugh. I wish Preston had left the choice of fake name to me. I would have come up with something much cooler. The driver rolls my enormous suitcase for me to the car, a black SUV with tinted windows. Between the fake name and the windows, this feels more like a mafia club than a James Bond mission. When I climb in the car, I discover a takeout box in the back seat. Sir, there's a takeout box back here.
I completely forgot. It's for you, Miss Kavanaugh.
I catch myself just in time. I almost asked him whom he meant. I'd better get used to answering to Kavanaugh, and get used to it fast. The takeout box contains a salmon and salad wrap. I barely take it out when I realize there's a note, too.
Sorry it was too risky to wait for you at the airport. I'll make it up to you tonight. I know you don't like to eat on planes, so here's a snack to get you by until dinner.
I stare at the note open-mouthed. My heart hammers madly as I inhale the wrap. It's the most delicious thing I've tasted. Then again, I have a hunch everything right now will taste delicious. Oh, I'm so happy I flew out here. I've been to L.A. many times, visiting my Connor cousins. I plan to see them at least once while I'm here. Given Alex's packed schedule, I'll have plenty of time on my own. Chapter 28. Summer. My jaw goes slack when the car pulls in front of the hotel. Paparazzi are camping everywhere, their eyes trained on the entrance, their cameras poised. Is there a service entrance? I asked the driver.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take you there right away.
5 minutes later, and countless surprise glances from the personnel, I step into the lobby, where Preston is waiting for me. Hi, Preston, I greet, inflicting a little extra cheer in my voice, because he looks as if he's in dire need of it. Lines so deep mar his forehead, they'll become permanent soon. He nods curtly, gesturing me to the reception. I look around as we wait in the short line to the check-in. I've been here numerous times with my cousin Valentina, sitting at the coffee tables spread past the lobby area. They serve excellent pastries. The two of us had often spied the lobby while filling our bellies, in case any celebrity was staying here. Oh, the irony. How is... I begin, but Preston shakes his head. When our turn comes, I present myself as Tessa Cavanaugh. The name rolls strangely off my tongue. We need an ID, please. I freeze. Of course they need an ID. What's Preston thinking, asking me to give a fake name? Unless he has a fake ID ready, but that seems far-fetched.
That won't be necessary, Preston says. She's on my team.
To my astonishment, the receptionist merely nods, sliding me a key card. Enjoy your stay, Ms. Cavanaugh. Are they used to this? I mouth to Preston as we march to the elevator.
Celebrities give fake names all the time. The Paps still find out, as you saw in front of the hotel.
There are four elevators, but none are on the ground floor, so we wait, Preston tapping his foot, me torn between telling him to stop and hurrying to buy him a pastry. He looks like he needs it. Hell, I need it. The horde of Paps in front is unnerving. When one of the elevators finally dings and the doors open, I patiently wait for the half a dozen guests to step out before heading in. Then several things happen at the same time. As I step in, someone calls my name, my real name. I pivot on my heels and come face to face with Tara Delaware. Oh, crap. Guess who won't be fooled by Tessa Cavanaugh? Preston tries to usher me inside, and she makes to grab my arm. I yank it away, but she still catches the sleeve of my t-shirt between her fingers. The fabric tears from my shoulder as I leap further back.
You're not allowed in here, Preston booms.
Just some gossip. That's all I'm looking for. And right now, the fact that Summer Bennett is here smells like a story, especially if I work in their trip to Tahoe in the article. She holds up the camera, and Preston makes a step in front of me, shielding me, but I wiggle out, going straight for the Pap. This is private property, and I am not a public persona. The hotel has a no-pictures policy, too. You're breaking the law by being in the hotel, and if you take that picture, you'll be breaking another law. My chances of winning a lawsuit against you are 100%. I point to the torn sleeve. This counts as harassment in any court. I don't think you can even afford legal fees, much less damages. Tara blinks, eyes wide, lowering her camera. I thought so, I say through gritted teeth. I'll be biding my time, you know. At some point, I will snatch a picture of you outside. I punch the button to close the doors, and Preston presses the one that will take us to the 7th floor.
Summer, are you okay?
He asks gently. I realize I'm shaking, picking at my torn sleeve. Fine, I'm fine. I can't believe that idiot.
That was a very good answer. It wasn't even on the list.
I stop picking at the sleeve. It's no use anyway. I'll have to toss the shirt away. No, but a few years ago, the press was practically stalking everyone named Bennett. They always bank on people not knowing their rights or being afraid to exercise them. Is Alex in his room?
Yes, he's waiting for you.
I take a deep breath, gathering my wits about me.
Alex. I realize something is off the second Summer and Preston step inside the room. Preston looks even grimmer than in the past few days, and that's saying something, since he's been sulking like he's trying to win an Oscar for it. Summer walks right into my arms. I melt against her sweet body. Then, freeze when I see the torn sleeve. What happened? I inquire. A path got in the hotel, Preston answers. Tried to touch Summer's arm as she was stepping back, but Summer knows her stuff. What do you mean?
Basically told her I'd sue the crap out of her, because she's on a private property, and I'm not a public persona, she explains.
I'm going down to the reception to file a complaint anyway. Pats aren't supposed to come inside. Why the hell do they have security for? We have another problem. The Pap was Tara Delaware. She knows who Summer is. She won't give up. I swear, pressing Summer closer to me. Go and talk to her right now. Promise her an exclusive story. Preston raises his eyebrows. What exclusive story? Doesn't matter. Promise her that we'll give her something big as soon as we have it. He glares. Exclusive stories are important, Alex. You can't just give them away. We don't even know from which publication she is. Could be some fifth hand. I don't care. I want this issue buried before it escalates. What I'd like to do is make sure Tara Delaware never gets her hands on another story, exclusive or not. But I get what they say about losing a battle to win the war. Fine, I'll go find her, Preston says. The second Preston's out the door, I lower my mouth to Summer's. I kiss her until I feel the tension unwind from her muscles. And then I kiss her some more, because I can't bring myself to stop. It's insane how much I've missed her. I'm so happy you're here, I confess when I pause for a breath. But this was a crazy idea. We'll get some of my security guys around you when you go out.
I don't want that. It's just going to attract attention. I can take care of myself.
I know you can. Still want to keep you in a glass globe, or locked up here with me.
You'd have to entertain me all the time, though. Are you up for that challenge?
Oh, baby, I am.
I wonder how you could do that.
She smiles, and the world seems to fade around us. Nothing else matters right now. The upcoming box office bomb and the subsequent damage it would do to my career. The paths downstairs. Nothing matters when she smiles like that. I want to marry this woman. I've never been more certain of anything in my life.
What are you thinking?
She asks, tilting her head to study me. 1 week apart, and you already can't read me anymore? She pinches my forearm.
Tell me.
I don't believe in voicing all my thoughts, especially when I can barely sort through them myself. But there's no denying Summer, so I press my thumbs at the corners of her mouth. Because I'd do anything for this smile. For you. A grin spreads across her face. Next thing I know, she jumps me. Literally.